You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. We shall be reading from Isaiah chapter 49, verse 14 to 16. But Zion said, "The Lord had forsaken me. My Lord had forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me." Sometime in our walk with God in Christ Jesus, we may get to a point where we feel forsaken. Many believers are frustrated. They may not utter it, but they feel forsaken. They feel forgotten. Sometimes they feel God has betrayed them. Sometimes they feel God is not there for them. They forgot the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. "Behold, I am with you to the end of the age. I will never leave you nor forsake you." Those are not empty words or promises. God does not forsake anybody. God cannot forget anybody. He said, but that is what you are saying. You don't need to say it audibly, but in your state of heart, you feel forgotten. Sometimes you look around your life, it looks like there's really no God. Did you know sometimes you can actually think there is no God? Such thought can be coming to your heart. It may begin to look like everything is just going through a normal natural course, and you can't even see God in it at all. You are looking for the hand of God, you can't locate it. You begin to say to yourself, maybe the Lord had forsaken me, or maybe the Lord had forgotten about me. You have had situations for years. Sometimes that situation, you wonder why it came to you in the first place, and then how you have to deal with it for years. You've prayed, you've done everything you needed to do. You've listened to all the messages you think you could listen to. Nothing seems to have changed. And then God said, He said, a mother that is giving a child, that is breastfeeding a child, can that mother forget that child? The chances are that she won't forget. He said, but it's even possible, there is a probability there that she may even forget. He says, I, God, I will not forget you. He said, yet will I not forget you. I will not forget you. It means God can never forget you. Settle it in your heart today that He has not forgotten you. He has not. God knows where He has deposited anointing. God knows where discipline is taking place. God knows where grace is needed. God knows where mercy is needed. He knows where healing is needed. He has never forgotten you. It's not about how you feel. It's about what He has said. We do not live by our feelings. We also do not live by our environment. In your environment are things you can't control. Your feelings is the way you feel. You don't live by those two. You live by the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Your environment, your feelings, they are all bread. Don't live by them. They are easy. They look so easy to live by, but don't live by them. What are you supposed to live by? The word of God. He says, behold, I want you to see something. Whenever you are reading the scripture and it says, behold, God is asking you, pay attention. I want to show you something. He says, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. God cannot lie. He can't lie. He said, thy words are continually before me. Contrary to what you are thinking, God is thinking of you always. He's mindful of you. He can see you. How can God forget you? God that has eyes on over 8 billion people, how can He forget you? He can see everybody on the face of the earth. He can see you. How will He forget you? He can't forget you. So don't entertain those thoughts that keep coming to your heart that God has forsaken you. God has not forsaken you. God has not forgotten about you. He is with you. He will remain with you. He will help you. He said, your walls are continually before Him. Believe this, it shall be well with you. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.